The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire mesechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Nida Daf Yud. The Gemara on Daf Yud continues what it was talking about on Daf Tes and going back to Daf Ches about a lady who's Mesulekes Domin. She's removed from seeing Dom. She's not expected to have a period at this stage of life. And we mentioned already in the previous year on Daf Tes that of course a lady at this any of these stages of life of Mesulekes Dom, if she would have a regular period, she would become a regular Nida Deraisa like any other lady who has a Rias Dom. However, since she's not expected to have a period at these times, so therefore, if she does become a Nida, we can be more lenient in regards of the rules of her vestis. And we don't have to be afraid that's going to happen again at this time next month. Last year we discussed a Muberis, a lady during pregnancy. This year we're going to discuss Bez Hashem, a Menekes. Menekes literally means a lady who's nursing. That she's Mesulekes Domim, she's not expected to see at this stage in time. That was actually a machlokes in the Braisa on the test whether the fact that she's Mesulekes Domim is based on the fact that she's actually nursing, which is the shita of the Tana Rabbi Meir. But the other Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, we pass like them, they're basically the Chachamim, they say it has nothing to do with the fact that she's actively nursing, even if she does not nurse, even if there's a stillborn and there's no live baby. The mere fact that her body went through a birth, she went through labor and delivery and gave birth to a child, caused her to be Mesulekes Domim, to be removed from seeing Dom for the next 24 months. So basically for the next 2 years, we do not anticipate that she's going to see Dom. And this is how the Lochas Kapaskin and Shulchan Aruch and Simukuf Bedalad and again Simukuf Betes, if Lama Gimel and Lama Dalad, that a lady gives birth for up to 24 months, even if the child's not alive anymore, and certainly even if she stops nursing, that we're more medical on the vestis, more lenient on the vestis, because we did not expect the fact that she saw now, we don't expect it to happen again next month, because it was probably a fluke, the fact that she saw today, the fact she had a period today. Because she's not supposed to have a period until the baby is 24 months old, until the baby is 2 years old. Now again, here it's the Shnanu Ativim. The Metzias, the facts are different nowadays. Just like by Muberes, we said the facts changed. It seems in times of the Gemara, the first 3 months of a pregnancy, it was normal still to see Dam. And nowadays we know that from the beginning of pregnancy, they don't see Dam at all. So by Menekes, we have the opposite switch. It seems in the olden days, we know from the Gemara, from the Shulchan Aruch, that until the child was 24 months old, until he was about 2 years old, she was not expected to see Dam. And if she did, it was a fluke, or was regarded as possibly a fluke. And therefore, we became more lenient on her vestis. However, nowadays, the facts are not like that. Most ladies, after they give birth, they will start seeing Dom before 24 months, and the cycle will return to regular before 24 months. Even if they're nursing, certainly if they're not nursing, even if they are nursing, most ladies cannot be as such that for 24 months after birth, that the body will not return to regular. It returns to regular somewhere along the way. It could be 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, but it's very unusual to make it all the way until 24 months without her starting to see. So the question is, what happens to her vestis nowadays? Do we have to be more machmer on her vestis? Just like by Muberes, during pregnancy, we wondered if we could be more makom, more lenient on her vestis during the first 3 months. Nowadays, that we don't expect them to see. So by Menekes, by a lady who already gave birth, maybe we have the opposite. Maybe we have to be more machmer, we have to be more strict about her vestis than they were in the times of the Gemara and the times of Shulchan Aruch. Because nowadays, when she sees, it's probably not a fluke. There's a good chance it's not a fluke. She is going to see again next month. There's a very good chance. Maybe yeah, maybe not. It's not the same as it was in the olden days that was regarded as a fluke incident and probably won't happen again. So just to clarify, what is this question again? To this question of Nishtanu Ativim, of do we work with the fact that the facts and the Metzias changed, is that important or not? What is that negate to? What does that pertain to over here? The Shulchan Aruch says that even in the olden days, when it was expected that they would not see until 24 months, if a lady did have a period before 24 months, you still have to keep Vesh Ein Kavua. There's actually a Mahalik Rishonim, the Torah brings three shittas in the Rishonim, what happens if a lady did see, surprisingly, before 24 months, and the way the Machar Paskin, Simukuf Betes, Siflam Gimel, is that if she does see, we still have to keep Vesh Ein Kavua. So that means that a lady, after she gives birth, however long it is after the baby is born, when she has her first period, she has to keep Vesta Chodesh. That means that on that date next month, we're afraid she's going to see. She cannot be together with her husband at that time next month, and she also has to do Bedika, an internal inspection, to see if there's any dam beginning to come out, if the period is starting. She does have to keep a din of Vesta Chodesh. And once she sees a second time, besides keeping Vesta Chodesh, she'll also have to keep Vesta Afloga. That means we'll measure how long the interval is between the two periods. And we suspect that she'll have such an interval and see again. Let's say she saw today, and in 32 days from now, we suspect that she'll see again 32 days later. So after she sees one time, you already have Vesta Chodesh. And after two times, not only do you have Vesta Chodesh, you also have an interval to work with, you also have Vesta Afloga. The primary halacha which we say that there's a concept of Mislekas Damim, and because it's a surprise that she saw before 24 months, you don't have to worry about it, is in terms of Ves Kavua. That lady who had a Ves Kavua from before the pregnancy does not have to start keeping it again until the baby is 24 months old. Or that during these 24 months, even if she sees, and we keep Ves Sheina Kavua, but you cannot develop a new Ves Kavua. So since the primary halacha that the whole Mislekas Damim pertains to is the Gabi Ves Kavua, nowadays most of our nasha, most of our women don't have a Ves Kavua. It's not clear exactly why that changed, but we know that most of our nashim, some have eskavua, but most of them do not have a eskavua. Most of them do not have a fixed cycle to see the exact same day every month, or to see the exact same interval every month, every cycle. And therefore, they really shouldn't make such a big difference if we do send Nishtano Tivim, or we don't send Nishtano Tivim, even if we would not send Nishtano Tivim. And we work with the way it was in times of Shulchan Aruch. That was surprising for her to see before 24 months. If she does see, you do have to keep Vesta Chodesh, and you do have to keep Vesta Aflaga. So nowadays, the main nafkamina, the main difference that we have to wonder about is in terms of unabandonness. Vesta Chodesh, once she sees one, she keep Vesta Chodesh. Vesta Afloga, once she sees twice, she has an interval, she has to keep Vesta Afloga. The main question is in terms of Oina Bainus. That regular lady, who's not during pregnancy, not nursing, did not have a baby in the past 2 years, when she has a Riyah, when she has a period, assume that she does not have a Ves Kavua, so 30 days later she has to keep Oina Bainus, which is the average time and most likely time she'll see again is 30 days later. Most places can say it's on the 30th day, some places can go with the Shita of the Chavos Das on the 31st day, but it's 30 days later. A lady who's Mislekas Damim, since it's a surprise that she saw, so she does not have to keep unabandoned, she does not have to keep the average time 30 days later. So in the olden days, a lady who gave birth, and then she started seeing before 24 months, before the baby was 2 years old, so Vesta Chodesh she had to keep after one time, Vesta Afloga she had to keep after two times, assuming that she, you know, whether she did have Veskavua or didn't have Veskavua, but unabandoned she didn't have to keep until 24 months. Nowadays, do we say Nishtano Tivim, do we say the facts changed? And you do have to keep unabandoned once you start seeing? Or do we say no, until 24 months, because we're not masaka unabandoned, and you don't have to keep unabandoned day 30 until 24 months after the birth? So Ramosha talks about this in a few tshuvas. It's in Yerdei Chilag Gimel, it's in Yerdei Chilag Dalad, both the tshuva Trabi Arder, and in Yerdei Chilag Dalad, Simon Yerdalad, which is Ramosha's own personal notes. And it's very clear that Ramosha was very machmer about this. Ramosha said nowadays the facts are in the Shtanu Ativim, the facts have changed, the Metzias has changed, and as soon as you start seeing, right away you have to keep all the Vestas, you have to keep on the Bainness, you can develop a new Veskavua. If there's an old Veskavua, it comes back to you, but for most ladies who don't have Veskavua, what's negated to is that she has to keep on the Bainness, she has to keep day 30. Besides keeping that day of the month, next month, and once see twice, besides keeping the flogo, the interval, you also have to keep day number 30. That's where Ramosha held. He says if she's not nursing, for sure it's like that. Even if she's nursing, Lameister Ramosha said that you still have to be concerned she's going to see again 30 days later. Because nowadays times have changed, and once she's once, that means her body returned to regular. In Lakewood, they say over B'Shem of Aaron Kovlin Zatzal, the Lakewood Yeshiva, that he said that no, the Chazal are only masakin it after 24 months. Until 24 months after the birth, Chazal said there's no Ves Kavua, there's no Inabainus, and Halacha remains the way it was in the olden days, and therefore you don't have to give Inabainus until 24 months. Some say this is Shita of Rebbe Kuveger, in his Chuvas, in Madura Kama, Chilgal, Simakub Chavches, where Rebbe Kuveger seems to say we don't say Nishtano Tivim. Some say that Rebbe Kuveger does not necessarily mean as such. We spoke about that more in the previous share, in the share on Daf Tes. But that's what they're saying, Likud B'Shem of Aaron Kohler. They don't have to keep on the bandits until 24 months. So the question is, what to do Halacha L'Maisa? We have Ramosha that tells us that as soon as she starts seeing, as soon as she has the first period, you have to start keeping on the bandits again. 30 days later, you have to keep dinam of on the bandits, dinam of a vest. On the other hand, you have the Shita of Aaron Kohler, that until 24 months, you don't have to keep on the bandits. Where does it leave us Halacha L'Maisa? So, there definitely are some Paiskim who are machmer entirely to go through Moshe, and they say that right away when we start seeing, you have to keep all the Vestas as if everything was regular, as if she didn't give birth a few months ago. Definitely are Paiskim out there who go with the Shita of a Baron Cutler, and say that till 24 months, you don't have to keep Unabainus, Vesta Chodesh or Vesta Flogger you'll have to keep, but Unabainus and Vesta Kavu, you're not going to have till 24 months, just like it was in times of Gemara, times of Shulchan Aruch. But there are many Paiskim who make a pshar, they make a compromise between two Shitas. And they say that when the lady gives birth, a few months later, she has her first period, so you have to keep Vesta Chodesh, and after two times, you have to keep Vesta Flaga, but you don't have to keep Unabainus right away. And if she has a Vesta Kavua, you don't have to worry about your Vesta Kavua right away. But we're not going to be Mako, we're not going to be lenient until 24 months like it was in the olden days. We're going to go in between. We're going to say that once she had three normal cycles, let's say she saw four times, or three normal cycles between them, not necessarily the exact same, most people nowadays don't have Vesta Kavua, it's not going to be the exact same, but let's say she had a Flaga of 28, and 34, and then 32, and the 20s and 30s, possibly we could say up to 40, anything that's a somewhat normal cycle, she had three normal cycles that she was machzik, it's like a chazakah that our body is back to regular, and once we have a chazakah that our body is back to regular, then we start keeping again the unavenis, we start keeping again the old vaskavuas, we could develop a new vaskavua. This is a compromise that some rabbanim make. In Lakewood, there are four shem regals like this, which will make our cats, many of the prominent rabbanim in Lakewood and other places, therefore, go with this compromise in between. We could say that even those who are machmer and they say they start keeping unabenis before 24 months, whether they go like Ramosha, they start keeping right away. Whether they go like this pshar, this compromise, and they start keeping unabenis day 30, once they have three normal cycles, but you only keep one day for unabenis. That which there are people out there who keep both day 30 and day 31 for unabenis, that means they paskin probably day 30, like most of them, but they also keep day 31, the shita of the chavazas, as a chumrah, that extra chumrah they would not keep until 24 months. Since that which they keep 2 days for unabenis, 30 and 31, they're only doing as a chumrah. So here they could be samach on the shittas that are lenient and say that till 24 months you don't have to keep 2 days for an abenis. But the main day for an abenis, which according to most paiskim is day 30, and according to some paiskim is day 31, that most, I think most rabbanim nowadays would say they have to start keeping it either right away when she has her first period, a few months after the baby's born, or at least once she had three normal cycles. But once again, once she sees even one time, she has one period, you have to keep Vesta Chodesh next month, that day of the month. And once she saw twice, you have to keep Vesta Flogel. That interval you had, you have to keep that interval next month. The whole Machlekes, the whole question, the whole Shiloh of Nishtanu Ativim, of if the, we work with the fact that the Metzias changed, is only in terms of Unabainness, or in terms of Veskavua, for those ladies who have a Veskavua. Now there's an interesting Shiloh, we keep switching back and forth in 24 months, or till the baby's 2 years old. Which one does it go by? Most of the time, within 2 years of a baby being born, you can have an Ibriyar, a leap year. In the Jewish calendar, 7 out of every 19 years is an Ibriyar, is a leap year that we have, we keep 2 months of Adar, Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. So, usually, over the course of those 2 years, you will have had an Adar Aleph, Adar Beis. So, which one do we go by? 24 months or 2 years? Because 2 years, the baby's second birthday, will very likely be 25 Jewish months after he was born. So what happens when you hit 24 months, but it's not 2 years yet? So now do you go back to all the old rules of Estes? Let's say for those who still keep 24 months nowadays, they're still Mekel and Abenis until 24 months. Or for those who are Mekel until 24 months, at least in terms of keeping 2 days for an Abenis, day 30 and 31. Or even for those who say nowadays, the Shtano Tivim, and Allah has changed nowadays, because nowadays, like Rimosha, they start seeing earlier. But what would have been the times of the Gemara, times of Shulchan Aruch? They went by 24 months. And they didn't keep Ves Kavua, and they didn't keep Abenis until 24 months. So was it 24 months, or was it 2 years? So, the Shach in Siman Kuf Pei Dalad, he's mitzayin to Ebenezer, Siman Yid Gimel Sifid Aleph. Over there, it's a different halacha. It's halacha of Benekes Chaveri. The one may not marry a lady who gave birth, and her husband was Nifter, and she's still nursing a child that she gave birth to from the first husband. So there, the Mechaber says that you cannot marry her until it's 24 months, until the baby's 24 months old. And the Mos Machmer, the Mos says you cannot marry her until the child is 2 years old. So from the fact that the Shach is sending us over there to Halacha Nevezah Siman Yid Gimel, it seems the Shach is trying to say that this Shiloh by Vestus will depend on the Machlekes Machaber and Rimo. That means according to the Machaber, for the Sfaradim, it'll go by 24 months. But for Ashkenazim, it'll go by the Rimo. It would seem the Shach is telling us that the Veskavua and Anabenis will not return until the baby is 2 years old. The Vizchachuva and Sifkan Yid Gimel brings to the Crazy Placey, who argues and says here, everyone agrees 24 months. It's not dependent on what it says over there. There it's a question of how long the baby is dependent on the nursing of the mother. Here we said in the beginning of the shir that we did not go with the Shita of Rameir. We go with the Yehuda, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, that the Meselekes Damim being removed from sitting down has nothing to do with being actively a nursing mother. Has to do with the fact that her body went through labor or delivery, the fact that she gave birth. And therefore the place he says over here, everyone agree, look at Lashonis from the Gemara to the Rishonim, to the Achronim, 24 months. And it's not going to go by 2 years. Even for Ashkenazim, it's going to go by 24 months. And after 24 months, Ves Kavua and Anabenis are going to return. There are some Achronim that go with the Shach. Most Achronim seem to go with the opinion of the Crazy Placey. And therefore they say that 24 months, Ves Kavua and Anabenis return. It's important to point out also that over there, many Achronim say in Ibn Ezra, there must be Machmer, the Shiloh Sakana for the baby, that this lady's going to get married to a second husband, she might achieve a pregnancy for the second husband, she's not going to take care of the first baby anymore, so she's not going to nurse him anymore, and in those days there wasn't so much nutrition available for a young child, so we're putting the baby's life at risk. Therefore, the Ramah felt we have to be machmer and wait till the baby's a full 2 years old for the lady to marry another man. But over here, there's no question of sakana involved. It's just a simple question of Vestas. At which point does Veskavua and Anabenis return? So over here, many say that the Ramah would also agree that it goes for 24 months. So being it that most Achraim go to Crazy Placey, who argues on the Shach and says that it has no Shaychus, no connection to what discusses over in the Ezra and over here, it's clearly 24 months. And the fact that many say that they're more over there also is just saying, a Chumro to wait till 2 years, but they're more also in constant agreement to the Mechaber 24 months. And the Mechaber himself over there is just 24 months. So therefore, a Pashtus, the Psak over here would be that even those who wait for Veskavua or for Nebenis until 2 years after the baby gave birth, 2 years would be Lav Davka. We don't mean 2 years. Once the baby is 24 Jewish months old, even if it's a month before the second birthday, because it was an Ibiyar, there was a leap year in between, at 24 months, all the regular rules of Vestas would return. And besides keeping Vesta Chodesh and Vesta Floga, she would also begin keeping on the Venus, or she had a Veskavu, or Veskavu would return. However, we said that many places can feel that nowadays, Nishtana Lotivim, the Betsias, the facts have changed, and as soon as she starts seeing again, you rather have to keep on the Venus, or the old Veskavu, if she has one, returns. And even those who don't say comes back right away, many say after three normal cycles, she showed us that she's back to regular. At that point, Anabenis and Veskavua return.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.